Welcome, everybody, to Everyday Prophecy. My name is Prophet Christy Eldridge, and the Lord has a good word for you today. Brought to you by Christy Eldridge. Just kidding. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've got some joy here today, guys. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the joy, feeling the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. All glory to God. God, we love you. Lord, we love you. I thank you, Lord, for just plead the blood of Jesus over you, over your families. Man. Over your pets, your homes, your vehicles, your finances. Lord, thank you, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over myself, my family, over this podcast, and over this prophetic word. In Jesus' name, amen. Holy Spirit, would you fill my mouth with your words, God. I pray right now for such a clarity and such a prophetic flow, Lord. I pray for power and anointing on this prophetic word that would break bondages, that would encourage and create destiny. Hallelujah. Hamakeredeshe. Yeah, thank you, God. Speak through me. Give me grace. I can't do anything without you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Flowing with the Lord today, guys. Flowing with the Lord. I am driving in Tennessee, and the Lord has a word that he wants to release. I don't know what it is, but he does, and I hear his voice, so let's flow. Oh, the Holy Spirit says, follow me. Follow me to the hard places, to break hard ground. Who's going to go for me? Who's going to go the extra mile? Who's going to lay it down for me? Who's going to say yes when it's hard? Who's going to keep going when it looks scary, when they feel uncomfortable? You hear my voice, beloved. You hear my voice. You're going to feel like a fish out of water. You're going to feel like the odd man out. You're going to feel all eyes on you. And actually, he's saying that's what I want. Actually, he's saying that's the point. He says, I want people to look at you. Hallelujah. I want all eyes on you because then they see me. Oh, Jesus. He says, you have said yes to me when it is hard. Every time that you have denied yourself and stepped out in faith and risked and stepped into it with me, for me, you are positioned for the next move of my spirit in your life. You are positioned for the divine outpouring of my grace into your life to propel you into this next chapter of glory. Hallelujah. They are going to look at you. They are going to look at you. And when they look at you, they will see me. Humble yourself. Align your thinking with me, says the Lord. Align your thoughts with me, says the Lord. Think my thoughts about your life, about the calling of God on your life. Ask me. Ask me. What is the call of God on my life? What am I called to do? Who am I in you? Hapaki se bekete. Oy shabakantai. The Lord is saying today, listen, when I answer you and I tell you, I'm asking you for you not to doubt, and I'm asking for you to speak that out over yourself in confidence daily. Declare the calling of God over your life daily. Own it. Walk in it. Make a name tag. Put it on yourself if you have to. Prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, disciple, follower of Christ, whatever it is, walk in that. That's not arrogance. That is obedience. Let's say that again, he says. That's not arrogance. That's obedience. He says, I need you to believe what I have told you about you. I need you to believe what I have told you about the call of God on your life. Listen, what you believe, this is an impression right now I have from the Lord, what you believe is how you will act. What you believe will influence the choices that you make. That's directly related to how you believe. How you perceive yourself, what you think about yourself, is how you're going to choose. And I need you, he says, to choose in accordance with my will for your life. You're not going to fulfill the high calling of God on your life if you're too prideful to accept what I've told about you. Let's say that again. Holy Spirit, he loves you. And this is a message in love to, and this is a message of exhortation to you. To you, child of God, to believe the Lord and what he says about you. I heard three times, you are a prophet. You are a prophet. You are a prophet. The Lord says, I'm calling them out of obscurity. I'm plucking them out. No one knows their name. Many of them are young. Just working a job, trying to get by, going to school, whatever it is. And they literally, like, they have no idea what the Lord has planned for their life. He says, I'm plucking them out of obscurity, one by one, one by one. I'm sending those who will prophesy over them. He says, I'm going to them. I'm going to them. You will multiply yourself, says the Lord. You will multiply yourself, says the Lord. Training others in how I have trained you. I'm raising up an army of prophetic warriors, just like you. Speak to the dry bones. Announce the word of the Lord over their lives in confidence, in power, in the power of the Holy Ghost. They are not your words. They are mine, says the Lord. You don't choose what you get to say when you're a prophet of the Most High God. You don't get to choose what you say. You say what the Lord is saying. This is the deal. This is the deal. You hear, you obey, and you open your mouth and you speak it out when he tells you to. And you don't doubt. And you don't doubt. He says lives are changed. Destinies are altered because they met you, because you said yes to the Lord and you stepped out in faith and you opened your mouth, prophet. You will tell people that they are prophets. You will announce the word of the Lord over their lives that they are a prophet of the Most High God. You will say what I am telling you to say without fear, without doubt, in complete confidence in who I have called you to be, so they can become who I have called them to be. This is the call of God on your life. Pass out the fresh oil. Pass out the fresh oil that I have poured into you. Pray for them. Cover them in prayer. Break the trauma off of their lives. Break the PTSD off of their lives in the name of Jesus. Pray that I would, that they would be filled with my spirit. Pray that they would receive their prayer language. Pray that anything that I had given to you, that they would receive it 10,000 times fold. Pray for impartation in the Waffle House, at Walmart, at the Dollar General, in the Subway, the grocery store, the gas station. No place is off limits. He says the spirit of religion has told the American church a great lie that you're not allowed to do that. Well, guess what? He says, I am God and I am telling you, you're going to do that. You are going to do that. Yahapa ke kete. Oya prisa anakere. Ashahakata agere. He says, you operate out of my authority. He says, I'm going to send you on the highways and the byways to the unusual places. And it's going to be a testimony to them. The surprise of it all, the shock of it all, that someone came up to them in a Walmart randomly and confirmed the word of the Lord over their life that they've known for years, but they haven't been able to step into it, that they're a prophet. You're going to multiply yourself. And everything that they do for my kingdom is going to be credited to your account because of your obedience. You're on assignment. You're on assignment from the Lord to go and find them. He's taking you to them. The prophets are resurging. The prophets are, there's a resurgence of the prophets in the body of Christ like never before. A new order of prophets are arising. Those that walk in holiness and righteousness like never before, without spot or wrinkle. They're preparing the way of the Lord. These are the John the Baptists. They're preparing the way of the Lord. And they're coming through the wilderness. They're coming through the wilderness, anointed in power, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the power and the spirit of Elijah. Fully dependent on me, says the Lord. Fully empowered by my spirit, says the Lord. There's a new sheriff in town. Come underneath the order of the Holy Spirit. Say it again. Come underneath the order of the Holy Spirit. Isha hakatagin mirkeri se begeti.